I used to hear a lot of stuff that had nothing to do with God. It's called religion. That's far from God. Amen. Religious lips, they ain't going to get you nothing. But I tell you what, a worshiping heart. Amen. A heart that knows how to worship and tell God it's been so good. Amen. Been so good. Look out. He's going to get better for you. Amen. You tell God He's good, He's going to do better. I'm beginning to the message now. I've got to get started here. Thank you, Darius. And that boy's getting strong in the Word. Amen. I'm hearing more than just songs come out of him up here.
Amen.
It's the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Setting him free. Setting others free.
Amen.
Darius, do you sing songs like that when you go out with your team? I mean, when y'all go out, maybe or just... Have you shared songs? Y'all get together like that sometimes? Amen. Don't you hold those songs on the inside. That'd be a good time when y'all just out. Well, I'm just saying when the Lord moves upon you, hey, y'all want to hear a song? Look out. Revival break out there in the world, wherever you at. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray over the Word. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. We just come together. We come together for a purpose today, Lord, to hear from heaven. To hear exactly what you would have us, not these physical ears, but the ears of our heart to hear today, Lord. And we're going to hear something that's going to change our life because you're about changing lives. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, there's more people that's supposed to be here in this church physically to hear this message. So we just bind the power of the devil that's got their eyes blinded right now that they would come, they would hear, they would know this is the place they're supposed to be. Lord, I was called to a place, and the Word, Jesus, you said you will build a church. Upon this church, on the revelation of the Word, you're going to build that church. And that's what Peter said. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. On that revelation, that's what you're going to build your church on. So, Father, we just thank you right now. That's what this church is being built on, the revelation of the Word. And you're going to grow the church, Lord, because I'm not going to try to build it because it'd be in vain. But the Lord, if He build a house, it's going to stand. Amen. So we just thank you for that right now, Lord. It's standing on the... What's that old song? Standing on the Rock of Ages. Jesus, He is the rock. Amen. Peter was a rock, but he's a little rock compared to Jesus. Jesus is the cornerstone. He's the chief cornerstone. But He did say, Peter, you're a rock. So He knew He was going to be the foundation. He was going to be laid on Jesus. Hey, we're a rock too. The Bible says we are precious. We're a precious stone. God's got a name for us, a new name that only God knows, and He's going to share it with us one day in glory. He's going to give us a new name. Man, I wonder what my name's going to be. Diamond. I'm going to be Diamond. A diamond. Amen. You are all God's children. Bought with the price. Amen. If you'll turn with me in your Bibles, we're going to start in the book of Ephesians, which is written to the church by the Apostle Paul. But in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. Say purpose.
Purpose.
Purpose. You were created for a purpose. The church was birthed for a purpose. This is what the book of Ephesians tells us. And starting here, what did I say, verses 16? Let me see. No, let's go back to verse 14, not too far back. No, let's go to verse 8, because it says right here in my Bible, purpose of the mystery. The Lord just said you have a purpose. We have a purpose. Paul says, to me, who am less than the least of all the saints. That sounds like Paul's being humble. Now, he was a man of great stature, man. He had notoriety before Jesus. But he says at one time, he said, I count it as dung. You know what dung is. I don't have to get graphic. Horse dung, you know what dung is. I was raised in the country a little bit in the pastures. I played in those pastures, and I fell in a couple of dung piles. Paul said, what I know, and then what Jesus has showed me, Paul said, I count what I know as dung compared to what Jesus showed me by the Holy Ghost. Amen? So when you leave this place, when you leave church, God wants to reveal deeper truths to you. We can't get everything to you on Sunday Wednesday nights, you got to go home and you got to study, like Paul told Timothy, study. God's got something He wants to show you. He wants you to be approved. Approved for that job. Approved for your future. Approved whatever you do. He wants to put approved on you. He has by His blood, but then He wants that blessing, that favor to come upon you. When you study, you find out who you are. You be able to have that confidence. You walk into that job, that interview, and you say what's on out of your heart, and it moves people. It comes on in and like, I need that person on my team. So, verse 8 says, to me, whom the least of the saints, this grace, say grace. So that's God's part. That's His power. Was given that I should preach. That's what God called me to do, preach. Amen. He's called all of us to minister people back to Jesus, a ministry of reconciliation. But if you take the P off preach, what you got? Reach. Reach out and touch somebody with the love of Jesus. Amen. That's what Paul was doing. He was reaching among the Gentiles. Used to be his, man, those people didn't have a covenant with God. Paul was reaching out to them. Now, see, love will change you. Reaching out to the Gentiles, the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God. See, the gospel is not hidden from you, it's hidden for you. For a purpose. Amen. It was hidden for a purpose. The devil doesn't know the wisdom of God. Had he knew the wisdom of God, you heard this last week, he wouldn't crucify the Lord of glory. That was dumb, dumb, dumb. Ever seen that movie? What was that? Dumb, dumb. No, it was, I can't remember, but anyway. It's when all those, the museum, when they came alive, all those people, the museum people came alive. Night of the Museum. Remember that? Dumb, dumb. You dumb. Dumb, dumb, gum, gum. You dumb if you're relying on what you know compared to what God knows. That's not smart. Amen? Paul said, this mystery of the gospel, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God for you, who created all things through Jesus Christ. To the intent, see, God has intentions. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom, there that is, the wisdom of God might be made known by who? You. By the church. See, don't call yourself dumb-dumb. I don't know things. I can't do that. No, Rita tell you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are smart, Maudy. You are very smart, very beautiful, very pretty. Amen. She's been here 91 years? 92? Look at that. That's close. She's learned a few things. She knows some things about God. She could sit down and she could tell you. See, because the longer you're here serving God, the sweeter it gets. Amen. We're getting ready to pray over a prayer shawl for Miss Alicia, and she's 102. Amen? 102. That's not a temperature. That's her age. Amen? She's 102. And still got stories to tell. Amen? Yeah, her body ain't as prime as it used to be, but that's not the real Alicia. The real person is on the inside. It's the inner man. It's the new man that's been created in righteousness by faith in Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus came for. Give you purpose. To let you know what your purpose was. The church, this mystery's been manifest. The wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers. We're talking about evil spirits. See, we got something to say when we say what Jesus said to that person, to the world. We're speaking spiritual things in the heavenly. The devil's saying, uh-oh, they call him forth things that they're not supposed to know, that mystery. Jesus, see, you get revelation, you call things that be not. I call my body healed, even though it's going through sickness. I call my checking account blessed. I call my college tuition paid, even though I hadn't started college yet. See, you call things that be. You don't wait till it's time, you call them before, amen? You don't call your children to eat after supper's ate, right? You call them before, it's time to eat. Come. If you wait too long, Daniel, there won't be nothing there because Darius will eat it, right? If your house is anything like my house, that's the way it happens. If you don't get there, there's seconds for somebody and you ain't going to have none. Amen. You got to hurry up. Switch it around. That's right. Well, I tell you, in God's kingdom, there's more than enough. When He says come, even if you're a little bit behind Lisa, because Lisa's going to get there when Jesus says come, she's going to be there. She's going to show up. But whoever's behind her is going to get just as much as she got if you're going to God's house, because He's got more than enough. Amen. Amen? So when you get to heaven, then don't be counting on not enough. Don't even start, go ahead and start practicing down here. Amen. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be ready for heaven when we get there. Because Jesus said, when I return, I'm looking for faith. I'm looking for my glorious church. We know something about our purpose. I'm still learning, but God says, I want to bless you as you're learning. You know, Brother Hagin, we go through some of his teaching, and he tells you that back in the 1940s when he was a young man starting to preach, he said back then, he said, this prosperity message, if God's a good God and He wants you blessed, he said back then, he said, the people pretty much, they would tell the pastor, said, Lord, you keep him humble. And the people in church are saying this, say, Lord, you keep the pastor humble and we'll keep him poor. That's what he grew up in. In other words, if you're a preacher, you're supposed to be poor financially. Man, that ain't what I read in this Bible. And Jesus wasn't poor. Man, when you go around and you got something, you got healing for people, and you got and Judas, he's got the treasury bag behind him, and he's blessing people. And Jesus, you didn't have to see him beg for nothing, because everybody opened, not everybody, but those that believed in him opened up their house to him, opened up their good treasures. When he left, they were putting something in the bag. Amen. He had places to go, and he had money to get him there. If Jesus was here today, he would be driving a Cadillac. And he would be preaching the gospel. No, and plus a couple of jets. He'd have a couple of jets. Because, you know, man, if Jesus was here on the earth and what we have today, because, you know, like back then, a donkey or something, a camel, man, that's like a Cadillac in their day. Man, John, in the book of Revelation, he saw a little bit in our day and tried to explain it, you know, in the spirit what he was seeing. But he couldn't wrap his mind around it, but his heart spoke it. We're living in it. Amen. When we can zoom over to Africa in a jet, just like that. See, the gospel, Jesus said this gospel has got to get preached to the entire world, and then He's coming back. So how's it going to get there? All this technology, see, don't get bad down on technology if you're not too smart about it. Find you somebody to help you understand it, amen? Because it's a tool that we can preach the gospel so Jesus can get back. Is that right, Lisa? Technology is good, ain't it, Lisa? She just got a new phone a couple weeks ago, I heard. Amen. She said, Ruthie will help you learn that. If you need anything, just ask Ruthie. She'll help you on that, Lisa. Give you some shortcuts. So Paul, man, he is in the book of Ephesians here, he is discovering his purpose, and he wants the church to know what we've been called to do. And he's excited about this. That we're going to get to go out here and say and do the things that Jesus was doing, and cast out devils and get people delivered and get people lives changed. Even the Gentiles, the ones that didn't even have a covenant, they got to come in. I'm sure they were excited. Never have a covenant. You couldn't go to the temple to talk about the Gentiles. Now, Jesus, through the cross, they've been grafted in. And Paul's preaching to them. Unsearchable riches of Christ. So that we can go speak to the powers and in the heavenly places, principalities and powers. Verse 11, according to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is what God did in the mystery of the gospel, in Christ. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Jesus. The Bible says we can boldly come through the throne of grace. In other words, get whatever power we need, whatever wisdom that we need, the wisdom of God. We can go to the Father and ask Him, and He says He'll give it to you. But you got to come in the name of Jesus. Believing. Have faith in God. Jesus was saying, have faith in my Father. Remember when Mary Magdalene saw Him on the resurrection? Jesus said, I'm going to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. See, God is for us. He's not against us. Amen. We got to know that. 13, therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this reason, Paul said, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. See, this is where people are not getting it. God loves everybody, but your name has got to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life for eternal life. Paul says, for this reason I bow my knees to who? To the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom? From Jesus. The whole family, see, everything was created through Jesus. Salvation is through Jesus. From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named in Christ Jesus. There's only one way to the Father, and it's through Jesus. Amen? That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts. How? Through faith. Everything that happens has got to happen by faith. That you, being, say, rooted and grounded in love. That's the title of the message today. Rooted and grounded in love. May be able to comprehend with all the saints. God wants all of us to be on the same page in this book of Revelation. Amen. In the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. That we may all know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. That you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly, here we go about that, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in you. You got to let that power work. You got to let faith work in you. I said faith, not patience. Patience will work too, but you got to let faith work in you. And that patience is not just sitting around, Lord, you said this, Lord, you said that. No, patience is you doing something. You enduring, in other words, you saying something. You going out doing the works of the Lord while you're waiting, while you're going through that tribulation or trial that's not coming from God, it's coming from the devil, because it's coming from that hope that's on the inside of you. The devil don't want you to have hope. So he's trying to hit you with all kind of things, just trying to steal that hope out of you. But then you get faith and you get bold and you go out and you do exactly opposite of what, if sickness is hitting your body, you go out and lay hands on the sick for somebody else to be healed. And see, the Bible says you reap what you sow. Next thing you know, you start to get healed in your body. It's a spiritual law that works. If your finances are struggling, it's time to give. Financially, help somebody else out. Financially. Go to college. Help somebody else pay their college tuition if you're needing college tuition. Amen? Just simple things. You don't do it because you need. You do it because you love people. But that's the way the kingdom works. It works by love. If you're rooted and grounded in love, you're going to want to help. Reach out and help somebody else. Help somebody. Amen? That's all Jesus did. He went about helping others. That's the title, Rooted and Grounded in Love. Now, where'd my little paper go? Because I had some notes on that thing. There it is. Not many notes, but I got some. Be rooted and grounded in love. Let me pull this little thing up here. That ain't it. Be rooted and grounded. I could talk to Terry, probably Frankie, Reed, Cecil, Larry, we'll talk about electricity. We talk about it, you need to have a ground. A ground. Amen. You kind of know a little bit what that ground is. Well, this is, if you don't know, ladies, you can look it up right here. Amen. This is little electricity 101. In electrical engineering, the ground or earth is the reference point. Say reference point. In an electrical circuit, from which voltage is measured. A common return path for electric current or a direct physical connection to the earth. That's what ground, you gotta have a ground in electricity. It's gotta have a place to go. It's gotta flow and then go to the ground. Let's just say, you know, you're working here and there's a washing machine and it's working in your house. If it's not grounded, let's just say the motor shorts out. It's working, but a wire, you got 120 volts, that's a good bit of electricity. It'll shake you up a little bit if you touch it. But it's going through your washing machine. You can't see it, but it's working. Power's coming and it's going through, and what's left over is going to the ground. It's going outside where the motor it shorts out in a wire. Now, if you don't have a ground, that power that's going around has nowhere to go, and it's looking for Terry. The closest thing it can find to get to the ground is where it's going to go. So if you got a washing machine and years ago, if it didn't have a ground and something broken, it's okay as long as it's working okay. But if it can't work right, and that 120 volts, it's going to jump on something to get to ground, whether it's water, whatever it is. That's why you always have something grounded now. To where if something breaks, the current has somewhere to go. It has a path to follow. See, now Christians, love is that reference point. Amen? Love is the Christian's reference point. We're supposed to be rooted and grounded in love. Amen? Because that's how everything flows through being rooted and grounded in God's love. Then everything works. Your family gets blessed. Your finances are blessed. Your body's blessed. Your mind's complete, it's whole. It's when we stay rooted and grounded in love. That direct flow keeps flowing. Amen? Because we don't want it jumping out here somewhere. We want it flowing through us. So being rooted and grounded in that unconditional, in the love that Jesus had. Amen? That's a little bit deeper. There's so much more in that. And it says, the reference point in an electrical circuit from which voltage is measured. How does the Bible say we'll know the Christians by what? We're measured by our love. See, people are looking at you. They're measuring you up and down. They're waiting. When the situation happens, people are looking. How's people going to measure? They're measuring what's going to happen here. As Christians, we're supposed to be measured by our love. What we say in that situation. If we're rooted and grounded in love now, life's going to flow out. But if we're not, if we're short-circuited and we're in the earth, we're in the world, we ain't going to give them nothing but hate. We're going to give them back what the devil wants them to have, not love. He wants them to have judgment. He wants us to give them the law. Amen? That's religion. That's what religion has people all out of whack. They don't know what love is. True love is, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He is love. God is love. Love is love. God is love. Love is love. Amen. There's a singing this morning. That stream, that river, that fountain that's coming from heaven is nothing but love. That's what is flowing. Love is flowing. Amen. So don't be a ground fault breaker. And don't get tripped out. Don't let it trip you. Amen. See, because a ground fault breaker in your bathroom, if water starts flying, it'll trip the breaker. See, because it's sensing, it's looking for any kind of area that would draw it. That's what that ground fault breaker is there for in your bathroom. If Ruthie starts drying her hair and she's washing her hair and water starts flying around, it'll trip the breaker because it don't want you getting shocked. Amen. So we don't want the flesh getting in the way. We want that power. We want God's power, His love flowing through us. And if you let the flesh get in the way, you're going to trip God's breaker. You're going to trip that power. And it's going to quit flowing. Are you still born again? Yeah, but you're not blessing other people. You're shocking them with religion and the law. And when you get shocked, you run away from God, not to God. But the love of God is supposed to draw you to God. Amen. Misery draws misery. Love draws love. That's what we're supposed to love one another. As you see your brother fall, love them. Amen. Don't give them no more. They don't need no more shocking in their life. They need God's grace, His unconditional love. You know, you put conditioner on your hair. It's supposed to do a little bit for, you know, when you got a lot of hair, you put some conditioner on it. Have you ever just went to wash your hair and you're supposed to use shampoo first, then conditioner, and you hit the conditioner first? And that's all you got in the house. It don't feel good. I'm like, man, this ain't shampoo. Because it never lathers up. It's just like, what is this? There's all kind of bottles on our shower. Because when you live with women, you know, it's like, you got to have this kind of soap. You got to have this kind of soap. I'm just looking for, I need a shampoo and the soap. And there, I hit the conditioner. I don't need the conditioner anymore. I'm conditioned just fine up here. Is that right, Daniel? I just need the shampoo. Now they got shampoo plus conditioner. A man invented that. One bottle, you got two in one. We put three more things in it. God said, now that's really wisdom. We put three in one. Come on, you get the most benefit out of that. Amen. Three in one. Ruthie said, that's almost a home run. Three in one. Praise God. So what is our purpose? Love one another. That's your whole purpose. If somebody says, what has God created me for? Love. Because we came from love. Now, everybody came from God, which was in Adam. He is the seed. He came from God. The potential was there for the whole human race to let love go forth. Love, 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 love. Until an enemy called Lucifer, there was something found in him that short-circuited it. They had a plan. He had a plan. Lucifer had a plan, not God's plan. I got to get down here and I got to get him out of this love, out of this fellowship with God. I got to show him that God is not just love. You know, he brought evil in there. And that short-circuited God's plan until Jesus. Until Jesus. Jesus came back and he was fully rooted and grounded in love. And the devil couldn't find no place in him to trip God's breaker, to trip that love out. Amen? He's awesome. Jesus did it, and he did it legally. He did it in a human body so that we could be free. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Rooted and grounded in love. Love is our Christian. That's our reference point. That's where everything's got to start and come from is love. And that's where we got to flood and get ourselves rooted and grounded in God's Word. And I was thinking about this message this morning, and it kind of came off of, I'm not sure, about 2016 I shared Bloom Where You Planted. Because as I was out here mowing yesterday, and I've been watching these bushes, and they're just blooming, they're real pretty. And I was praying about the message, and I was riding the lawnmower, and it was like, Bloom Where You Planted. I'm like, that's it. But then I got to thinking, I'm like, I think I've already preached that message. So I got to looking, it was about 2 years ago, but I was thinking, well, in the flesh, they probably won't remember all that. See, that's my flesh. I preach it again. I got some notes. I'll just pull my notes up, my flesh being lazy. Yeah, you ain't got to study as much. Just pull your notes up and rely on the Holy Ghost. He'll give you something extra, which he will. But you know what? I didn't make notes on that one. I didn't make me a note. I couldn't find it nowhere. I was like, man, I didn't save that one. So I got to study, and I said, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. And as I got to studying, it still came off of Bloom Where You Planted, because it shot me toward these scriptures. And then I hit that rooted and grounded love. I've got that saved on my notepad in my phone. I didn't even pull it up. I made a note of it 2 or 3 years ago. That's going to be a message. And there it was, rooted and grounded in love. And see, those plants, those bushes, they can't do nothing unless they are rooted and grounded in the earth, in the dirt. Whose dirt is that? That's God's dirt. Amen? And without that dirt, those flowers would not be blooming today. If you go out there and separate that plant from the dirt, it's going to wilt and die. But if you keep it rooted and grounded in that earth and give it some water and give it some sunlight, its glory is going to show forth. Now, if you stay rooted and grounded in God's Word, you take the Word of the God, which is your praise, like we did this morning, you water it, and you keep God's Word in your heart, you're going to bloom where you planted. Amen? But you got to stay rooted and grounded in love. So this is kind of like awful bloom where you planted. This is, in other words, our purpose is to bloom for God. See, we're God's garden. Amen? And He put Jesus in the garden. He put Jesus in the garden. He planted Him there. So this was one of my first revelations I ever got. That was God's seed, His eternal seed. He had to put Him in that tomb for a purpose. See, that His whole purpose for Jesus was to get us. Amen? See, a lot of times we're like, well, who wants to serve a God that would kill His own Son? He did it for you. See, love loves you so much, it won't think about itself. See, this is God's only Son. This is Jesus. He hadn't never committed no sin. And He took Him and He planted Him in the earth, full of love, full of power. Never sinned, but became sin. And He hit that empty tomb. He hit that ground. And then 3 days later, we know what happened. We celebrated not too long ago. Jesus popped up out of the ground, and then look at all these blooms out here. I'm looking at you. See, because when He was raised, we were raised with Him. And He saw me on that cross. He saw you on that cross. And the only way that we can get back to Him in heaven is through His sacrifice. And how we learned that last week. We don't even have to confess our sin. We just confess on the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead. That's what we confess. Is Jesus, you are love, and I thank you for taking my sin. See, you don't have to confess it. You tell Him thank you for taking it.
Amen.
And then that's the Christian life from there, is just forget about your sin. Focus on Jesus. Be rooted and grounded in love, and sin won't be a problem. Now, am I saying you're not going to sin? No, because we got an enemy out here, the devil. We got people that are full of the devil. And I got flesh that's full of flesh. Not even the devil, you know, a lot of times it's just my flesh, my old mind that was trained when I went and got off the path. Remember this year we're talking about staying on track? That track is God's trying to transition us for greater things. Be transformed into His image so we can bloom. I like to bloom. Why can't we bloom every season? You know, different plants bloom at different seasons. Amen? Love doesn't have a season. It's every season. Amen? Love is always in season. That'd be a good title too. Love is in season. Amen? Praise the Lord. In closing here, love is the Christian's reference point. Benefits. Here's some benefits of being rooted and grounded in love. Benefits. This is where I thought I was going to start. This is where I'm actually going to end up. Because, see, I started studying. Amen. I was like, okay, Lord. Psalms 1. And remember, there's nothing wrong with technology as long as you use it for the kingdom. Use it for good. Amen. All these tools. But remember, there's no greater teacher than the Holy Spirit. Psalms 1, I love this. It says, blessed. This is the benefits of being rooted and grounded in God, in love. Blessed is the man or woman that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. That's the places you're not going to find love there. Amen? You're not going to find it there. But his delight, blessed is the man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now you got to remember now, this is King David writing, this is an Old Testament man writing about the law. But see, that's all David had to go on was the law. But if you meditate but this is the man that's going to be blessed, he delights. I got one message I ain't preached, it's called Sunny Delight. The orange juice, it's kind of full of sugar. You know, it's really not probably good for you. But it tastes different. They call it Sunny Delight. Well, you turn it to S-O-N, Sunny Delight. You have Jesus first thing in the morning. And around lunchtime and then supper time. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, Jesus when the sun go down. You'll be blessed man. Amen? That message is in progress. But blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord. And in His law does he meditate day and night, 24/7. I find messages on the back of tractor trailers. One that I've seen, my message is going to be for Life Christian University. Lisa, you got to put your hand. No, you can hear. She's on the staff. Just don't tell it yet. You can't let it get out. I got from behind a tractor trailer. It was a big old. I don't know who they were advertising for. I just saw it and I said, "That's it." Because the Holy Ghost said, and it was a bucket of paint. I think it was red paint, and it was just turned over. And the paint was pouring out. And it says, we cover the something. So I can't remember what the word, what it said. We cover something, but ours is we cover the earth with His glory. That's my message, covering the earth with His glory. And we have a song that Dr. John Gerler put to a video that had the spaceship. We don't use that anymore because the video is outdated, but I still got the song in the PowerPoint. Cover the earth with His glory. That's in the Word. It's the Old Testament. But it's the Word, amen. And that's the message. I've been asking what the message was, and there it was. But see, because I was meditating on the Word, I saw that in the world, but God says, no, I cover the earth with my glory. See, that's how you get things from God. You just meditate, you think, and the next thing you know, Larry could be pouring a cup of coffee, and he says, the Lord was poured out as a blessing. You know, and things will just come. If you meditate, you'll have a message. You'll, God will give you something special that nobody else knows but you. And then you can share it, and then another preacher like me will pick it up, and it'll be my revelation. And I get to preach it. So I quit saying my pastor, Jim Howard, I start saying it's mine now. I don't give him credit no more because it comes from the Holy Ghost. As long as we glorify God, see, God gets the glory. Jim can't even get it. Amen? And he wouldn't want it, but I'm just saying. You gotta, when you make it personal to you, you don't add nobody else's name. Give God the glory. Amen? Because that's a revelation you got. Share it. It's going to come out of you different. Blessed is the man. Meditate in the Word day and night, night and day. This is the benefit. This is your benefit. And he or she shall be like a tree planted. See, there's a lot of trees that got uprooted through some storms, right? Ground got too soggy. The winds come, blew it away. Not you, not a Christian. When life, when winds come against you, remember last message was, what was last title of last message? Winds of change are blowing. Well, if it's God's change of wind, get on it and ride. Soar like the eagle. But if it's the world's winds of change, because Jesus is coming, we're going to come back with him. But if it's the world's winds of change, you got to stand. You got to be rooted and grounded in love. Because, see, that's what's going to make you stand. If your roots are down in the ground. See, don't worry about all these great things you want to do for the Lord right yet. First of all, that tree, before it can bring forth fruit, it's got to have its root system way down in the earth. Because sometimes it might not rain for a couple of weeks. And if you've been out here trying to do all this stuff and you ain't been getting your root system, you've just been wanting to give fruit, but you ain't got your roots in the ground, and then the rain don't come, your fruit's going to dry up. And then somebody's going to say, Jesus said, where's the figs? And somebody's going to curse you and say, you're supposed to be loving me. And they're going, you ain't giving me love, they're going to curse you. And you wonder, why they curse me? I'm a Christian. Well, did you love them? Amen. You understand? You got to have your roots in down deep. Get in the Word. Study the Word. In other words, when you first get born again, when you first get saved, or you get a revelation, let it get down deep on the inside of you before you just reach out here and go gung-ho with it. Because the devil's trying to knock you down. If you don't really have it rooted in you, he'll try to get it out of you. He knows if it's rooted in you. He'll test you. The devil's going to test you to see what you believe. And then when it roars out of you like a lion, he tucks his tail like old dog and he's out of here. He's gone. But see, when you say, I cast you out in Jesus that my pastor preaches, you in trouble. I'm not speaking to you guys, but you in trouble. See, you got to know who you are. Amen. That's what the authority of believer, that last course in Life Christian, is all about, is knowing who you are in Christ. Seven sons of Stephen, you'll be, naked and running. Devil whooping up on you. But this is like we're going to be. Christians, like trees planted by the river. See, that's what Darius was singing this morning. Those rivers, those fountains, rooted and grounded in the love of God. See, he was singing my song. He was singing my message this morning. You don't think he didn't hear from God? He hears from God. Amen. You do the same thing. Amen. Things that Elaine says in the morning. You think she's just saying that because she's Elaine? No, she's inspired. She's hearing things from God. And if you'll listen, if you'll just listen, those words can bring life to you. Amen? Because sometimes we come in, we're just not having a good morning, if we just be honest, right? We just got to press through. Somebody's there to give us a word. You be that person to give a word. You be ready to give a word in season, out of season. Amen? Because we all need to be built up. But we're going to be like this tree planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth fruit in his or her season. His leaf also shall not wither. And I like this. And whatsoever, if you're a whosoever, you're rooted and grounded in love, whatsoever you do, it will be blessed. It'll prosper. Amen? God says he blesses the work of my hands. Whether you're working on something, whether you're preaching the word, whether you're crocheting something. We're getting ready to anoint that cloth. Colette, did you put the name on there? Did you do that? Or is that... She put the name on it. See, you put more than a name on it. You put the name of Jesus on it. Amen? Because you put your heart into it. Amen? You put, see, just that little thing. Just the little things we do can bring God's presence and his power. See, we don't know exactly what Alicia needs, but God does right now in her life. He can minister to her in ways that we can't. with putting a prayer shawl just over her. It's our prayers. It's our love. Amen. It's our love reached out by faith in little things that God takes and makes big things out of them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's the person we'll be when we stay rooted and grounded in God's unconditional love. And then we won't have to worry about reading verse 4, 5, and 6. Because this is for the ungodly. It says, but the ungodly, there's a difference between the world and the Christians, between those who are born again and lost. The ungodly are not so. They're like the chaff, which when the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Now, see, there might be some people standing against you right now. They're standing right now. They're standing in pride. They're mocking you. They're laughing at you. They're saying, where is your God? Where is your healer? You know, you got things on your body. Where's your healer? Where is your provider? You say, God, your provider. There's people out there mocking us. Mocking. They're not mocking us. They're mocking Jesus. They're mocking Christ in you. So we just got to love them. We just got to love them. Amen. Just like Jesus. If they spit on you, don't slap them. If it's for the gospel's sake, love them. Amen. I'm talking about for the gospel's sake, not for fear. If somebody's coming against you to attack your family, you stand against that. Amen. However, you got to stand. But for the gospel's sake, you've got to submit. And you got to love that person. Amen. You got to love them. Don't give them judgment. For the ungodly, they shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. How? Why am I righteous? Because of Jesus. Go to the book of Romans and read. It's not my righteousness, it's God's righteousness. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Amen. God made me righteous. I'm not righteous on my own. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. He knows who's His. He knows who has His name. Amen. We wear it. We wear it by our love. That's how they'll know us. They'll know the Christians by our love. The love of God. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. But what is God's will? He wishes that none perish, but all come. Are they all going to come? No. But we're not worried about, we're not looking, we're not focusing on the ones that ain't coming. We just focus on the gospel. We focus on love. Let them have our fruit. Let them eat our fruit. Because God is the judge. He knows when everything is going to be. He knows when we're going to saddle up our horses and ride and bring judgment on all the ungodly. But until then, we're to preach the gospel. The unsearchable riches of Christ. And that's deep. That's deep right there. That's another message for another day. The unsearchable riches. Reed's going to be preaching next Sunday. You're going to preach on the unsearchable riches of Christ? No, you preach what God tells you to preach. Don't you take my message. If you take it, I'll take part two. I'll come out with a part two. You do what God says to do. Be obedient, because the disobedient, that's where we get out of the plan of God, is being disobedient. See, we're saved. We're born again. We got all the benefits, all the blessings. But if we get into disobedience, we can actually get out of the flow. We can get out of that blessing flow. That means we're still born again, but we can detour and get out here where the blessings ain't flowing because of disobedience. God still loves us. We're still saved, but we got to stay on that. We got to be willing and obedient and stay in that channel, stay in that path so we can help others. Flood them with the love of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your unconditional love that was shed on the Calvary's cross by the blood of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you right now, Father God, that we are blessed. You said, blessed is the man. So if you don't feel blessed, you're not going by what you feel. You're going by what you believe. You believe Jesus is God. And He showed forth and manifested, Jesus, you manifested the love of God to all those that came to you. You know why has turned them away, but you blessed them. So, Lord, I speak blessings. I release your blessings today. Blessings to your people's body, Lord, to their health. I speak health and blessing and life to their bodies right now. I speak to cells right now in the name of Jesus in your body that are rebelling against God's plan. I command these cells to come in line right now, and you line up to God's word. You be blessed. You function the way God called you to function in the name of Jesus. I speak to minds right now in the name of Jesus. I call your mind sound and alert that you have the mind and you have the wisdom of God, and you speak forth that out of your mouth and you declare who you are in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for life and peace. That peace, Lord, that passes all understanding right now. That keeps, you got to guard your heart. I pray right now that your people, we continue to keep a guard on our hearts, that this is God's property. And I'm not going to get in fear. The peace of God is going to rule in my life, in my children's life, in my children's children's life. We are blessed, and we declare your blessings in the land of the living. As long as we live here, Lord, in this earth, we call ourselves blessed. So, Satan, you get underneath our feet. Anything that's not blessed right now, you leave in the name of Jesus. I call for blessing into your life. Blessing and peace into your life right now in the name of Jesus. And bodies, you will line up through the Word of God and you will function. And Father, we just thank you. Terry, bring that cloth up. We just thank you right now, Lord, as we're just agreeing right now. Barb, come up with Terry. We're just agreeing right now. We're going to release our faith. And Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, that your anointing, your power, heaven, all heaven was released to this earth through Jesus. And Lord, we're going to anoint this prayer cloth right now as it goes to Alicia, Lord. It covers her body with your glory, Lord. We're just going to believe right now it's going to cover her body with, Lord, your glory is already over her body. It's in her life. Lord, it's in her children and children's children's life. It's being blessed. But Lord, she's in a place right now, Father God, that she just needs to, I'm going to open this up, Terry, just a little bit right here. Thank you, Jesus. Open that thing up. We're going to get past that old plastic. All right, church, we're going to release the anointing right now. We're going to release God's glory into this cloth. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, that your word is anointed right now, Father God. And we just thank you by the Spirit, Lord, we release our faith for Miss Alicia, Lord. Whatever she needs from you, Father God, whatever she has been asking and desiring in her life, continue in her life right now, Lord. We're just putting our faith that, Lord, that you are the author and you are the finisher of her faith. And, Lord, we just thank you for your special anointing right now upon this shawl right now, Father God, that it will go forth, and as it lays on her body, Lord, that you fill her body with your glory. And we thank you, Father God, it's the inside, it's the inward man, it's that Alicia on the inside, Lord, that is looking and expecting great things in glory to see Jesus face to face. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for just as this is a comforter, the Holy Spirit, you are her comforter. And we just thank you for that special anointing right now that's been released to her in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Terry and Barb right now, Father God. I just release your favor to them right now, Father God, for the purpose you have for them, Father God, is to walk in love with one another in this earth, in this life, Father God, and go out and to accomplish, to do all that's in your heart, Lord. They want to accomplish all that you put in their hearts to do. So, Satan, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus that you have no place in their future, because their future is hid in Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, we give you the praise, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.